His mother took the photos in her ash-stained hands.
Don't be bitter, Pa. Phoebe has Down syndrome. I don't know much about it, but Caroline Gill had a lot to say, so much I could hardly take it all in, really.
Paul had been running his thumb along the concrete edge of the step, and now he stopped, watching blood seep up where he'd scraped it raw.
Don't be bitter. We visited her grave, he said, remembering his mother walking through the cast-iron gate with her arms full of flowers, telling him to wait in the car, remembering her kneeling in the dirt, planting morning glory seeds.
What about that?
I don't know. It was Dr. Bentley's land, so he must have known, too. Your father never wanted to take me there. I had to fight so hard. At the time, I thought he was afraid I'd have a nervous breakdown. Oh, it made me so mad the way he always knew best.
Paul started at the vehemence in her voice, remembering his conversation that morning with Michelle. He pressed the edge of his thumb to his lips and sucked away the little beads of blood, glad for the sharp copper taste. They sat in silence for a time, looking at the backyard with its wisps of ash, its scattered photos and damp boxes.
"What does it mean," he asked at last, "that she's retarded? I mean, day to day."
His mother looked at the photographs again.
"I don't know. Caroline said she's quite high-functioning, whatever that means. She has a job, a boyfriend. She went to school, but apparently she can't really live on her own."
"This nurse, Caroline Gill, why did she come here now after all these years? What did she want?"
"She just wanted to tell me," his mother said softly. "That's all. She didn't ask for anything. She was opening a door, Paul. I really do believe that. It was an invitation. But whatever happens next is up to us."
"And what is that?" he asked. "What happens now?"
"I'll go to Pittsburgh. I know I have to see her. But after that, I don't know anything. Should I bring her back here? We'll be strangers to her, and I'll have to talk with Frederick. He has to know."
She put her face in her hands for a moment.
"Oh, Paul, how can I go to France for 2 years and leave her behind? I don't know what to do. It's too much for me all at once."
A breeze fluttered the photographs scattered across the lawn. Paul sat quietly, struggling with many confused emotions, anger at his father, and surprise and sadness for what he'd lost, worry too. It was terrible to be concerned about this, but what if he had to take care of this sister who couldn't live on her own? How could he possibly do that? He'd never even met a retarded person, and he found that the images he had were all negative. None of them fit with the sweetly smiling girl in the photograph, and that was disconcerting, too.
"I don't know either," Paul said. "Maybe the first thing is to clean this mess up."
"Your inheritance," his mother said.
"Not just mine," he said thoughtfully, testing the words. "It's my sister's, too."